Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, January the 10th, 2022. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. Just kind of having a nice conversation with you, the listening audience, this morning. 740-383-9944. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes on this morning at 10:10 a.m. when this show goes off. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims today at 4:10 p.m. on this station. You know what I was thinking about as we were in the break there? We were talking about Catwoman in hour number one, Sue Millizer, who we don't know, used to live or still lives on the corner of Silver and Fahey or Silver and Monroe Street here in Marion. And again, if anybody has any information on Sue, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you know Sue, give her a call and have her call us. We'd love to hear from her and just learn a little bit about why she did what she did. But I was thinking about people in Marion who were kind of, I think the term is probably eccentric people. And when I was hosting Tradio years ago, and I know he's gone on to his reward since that matter of fact, I think he went on to his reward while I was still doing Tradio, so it's been a few years ago, was Pretzel the Clown. Pretzel the Clown used to call Tradio all the time looking for work as a clown, pretty much, is what I remember. Now, it also seems to me like he used to call in about something else, that there was something else that he used to talk about. But does anybody remember Pretzel the Clown? Or did anybody ever have any run-ins with Pretzel the Clown? Now, see, I used to hear stories back at the radio station about Pretzel the Clown, but I never met him. He would just call in quite a bit on Tradio and offer his clown services. But to be honest with you, I don't really know what he did or what... I mean, I don't know if he was a good clown. I don't know if he was a bad clown. I don't know what he did in town. To be honest with you, I don't even know what his real name was. Does anybody remember or have any information on old Pretzel the Clown? All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're talking about, I think, Bob.
Was his name Bob?
I think Robert McGown. He did some work for me and stuff, yeah. He did, like, odd jobs.
Now, and he was Pretzel the Clown.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Robert Now, how old... I do know Robert, I'm pretty sure, died of cancer, but...
He died of pancreatic cancer. It's been maybe 5-6 years ago, because I went to the funeral.
Yeah, how old a guy was he?
I don't know if he would be... I think when he died, he was in his 50s.
Yeah, I know it was fairly young, unfortunately. But
yeah.
Did you ever see him as Pretzel the Clown?
No, uh-uh.
No.
No,
I used to hear him call... I mean, well, he would call me when I was hosting Tradio, and he always was offering his services, always trying to get money, but I never knew anything about him. And like I say, up until now, I really never even knew his real name.
Yeah, I don't think I knew he was that till I heard on your show and put it together that it was him right before he died. I didn't know he did that. He never mentioned it or anything, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, I remember him calling in, and he would try to get these odd jobs, but I don't know. See, you always heard back stories, but I never met him, so I don't know how well that turned out.
Yeah, because what he did for me, he did really good work. You can't find anybody that does odd jobs, so he does good work. And he did really good work. I don't know that much, didn't know that much about him.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, apparently the gentleman's name was Robert McGowan. Now, I do remember him passing away from cancer. I do remember that. Now, that went on when I was still there doing Tradio, because I remember, I believe, his daughter called in, his daughter or wife or something of that nature, called in and let us know that he had died, unfortunately, very young from cancer. But I don't know anything else about him except that he was one of those regulars on Tradio. Does anybody know anything or remember anything about Pretzel the Clown? Did anybody ever see him perform? Or maybe he did odd jobs over at your house? 740-383-9944. And what that got me thinking about was clowns in general in Marion. Because this used to be a very, very popular thing. Clowns came to birthday parties. Clowns came to family functions, events in the park, things of that nature, parades. And for many years in town, we had JoJo the Clown, which was Joe Manese, who was married to Martha Dowse, and he was a very popular clown here in Marion. And then we did have Pretzel, who a lot of people did seem to know. Now, I don't know how good a clown he was, because I never saw him perform, but does anybody know anything about any of these people? Are there still people who do that? The clowning industry, I guess. Go out and perform. There was a guy who used to own, I think it was the Upper Sandusky Dairy Bar, and his name was Dewey the Clown. I met him a couple times. Now, I did see him in full costume, but I never saw him out of costume, so I would not be able to point out Dewey the Clown for any amount of money in the world, because I never saw him out of costume. But does anybody remember or know what happened to Dewey the Clown, who was, I think he owned, or maybe it was the Waldo Dairy Bar, not the Upper Sandusky, the Waldo Dairy Bar. Does anybody remember Dewey the Clown, or the gentleman's name, who own the Waldo Dairy Bar? Now, I'm not sure if they own it anymore. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure if the Waldo Dairy Bar is still open. Probably wouldn't be open during the winter, but I'm not sure if they're open during the summer anymore at this particular point. But those are the three that stick out in my mind. JoJo the Clown, who was, of course, Joe Manese, and then Pretzel the Clown, who used to call in on Tradio, and then Dewey the Clown, who was one of the owners, or the owner, of the Waldo Dairy Bar. And does anybody still do this? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. It's interesting. You start to think about these people in Marion who you've known or have known of for certain reasons, and you wonder what they're up to today. And like I say, I do know that Pretzel did pass away, but he was one of those, you know, kind of eccentric type of people, kind of like Sue the Catwoman and Don Fleming, who just kind of, I think, saw the world a different way, and when they went out and did things, just kind of gave it their all. For good or for bad. Because I know in some ways they ticked a lot of people off by what they did. As we were talking about last hour, Sue used to get into a lot of litigation and fights because of all the cats she had. But I guess that's the way it goes. Does anybody have any information on any of these people or any memories you'd like to share this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 23 and a half minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Let's see, what have we talked about this morning? Well, we've talked about Sue, the Catwoman. We've talked about possibly the fact that deer can get COVID. We still don't have an answer, though. Does the Humane Society put down cats? We have not got an answer on that. Nobody has really called and shared their thoughts on that one. I don't know if they do or not. I don't know what we do with all the cats. I would think there would be so many cats in Marion and other cities if the Humane Society did not put them down. I don't know where you would keep them all. But Homeless to Home out here, I don't believe, puts down animals. And they seem to have a lot of cats. I don't know how many cats you're allowed to have. Now, here's something interesting. When we were doing the Friday night show, Angie and I, somebody called in and said that there was I guess it was a city ordinance, maybe, that you cannot bury your pets in the city. Because we were talking about the cremation of pets. And why do so many people get their pets cremated now? And somebody called in and said that you cannot bury your pets in the city. Now, I don't know about the county, and I don't even know what ordinance this would be or why it's done. Somebody said it might have something to do with the water. Do you know anything about burying pets in the city or the county? See, I've never really had a pet that I had to get rid of in that particular way. So I don't know. All I know is these pet crematories have become very popular. A lot of people have their pets cremated and up on their mantles and in their homes, which is perfectly fine. But I did not know there was... I would imagine most people would not know that there was a law against burying pets in the city. And then it came to mind, well, they do have pet cemeteries, but I don't think we have a pet cemetery. Isn't that interesting? Marion's been around for how long? We've had presidents, we've had first ladies, we've had Miss Americas, we've had all these things, and we don't have a pet cemetery. We have bike trails and tall grass trails and all these very nice things, all kinds of parks, but we do not have a pet cemetery. Did Marion ever have a pet cemetery? Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 27 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. So I guess the questions right now are, does Marion have anywhere where you can bury your pets? I would think if you would make a city ordinance saying you can't bury your pets on your property, that it might be nice to have a place where you can take your pets, where they can be buried. But I don't know where that would be. And is there an ordinance that says you cannot bury your pets in the city limits? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about that? I would think with all the dogs and birds and cats and everything everybody has in town that... you would have to do something with them. Is it cremation now? Is that the way we have to go because of the rules? And are the rules the same in the county? Now, I'm interested about that as well, because I would think that I don't know. The city and the county have different rules about a lot of things. I don't know if you're allowed to bury pets in the county. If you're not allowed to bury them in the city, are you allowed to bury them in the county? Does anybody know the answer to this? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And all kinds of kids who show animals at the fair have all kinds of animals. People who don't show animals at the fair have different kinds of animals outside of dogs and cats. I don't know what they do with them. It's beyond me. Does anybody know? That's the question this morning. And does anybody know where all the traffic is coming on Route 95 from the east in the morning? Now, we had a caller right before the break say possibly they're getting off from Utica, Cardington, Utica, and coming back to Marion. But for years and years and years, there was not much traffic coming from the east. If you were out by Meyer and you were pulling on to Route 95, you hardly had to worry about any traffic coming from the east. But now, there's quite a bit of traffic coming from the east. And there's quite a bit of traffic coming from the west, which there always has been, because that's where all the business is. But I don't know what's causing that. And it's interesting because it was not there last week, which makes me think that our caller might be right. That maybe Cardington, Utaka was off last week and did not go back to work until this week, which would also explain why the lines at McDonald's were much smaller and quicker to get through last week than they were this week. Really, over the two holiday weeks and last week, the lines at McDonald's were not long at all. But this morning, they were getting back up there. Does anybody know anybody who works at Cardington, Utaka? Do they know if that's what the traffic is? Them all coming back into Marion at, between 7 and 8 in the morning from the east there on Route 95? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know or have any thoughts on this? Seems like everybody's still hiring. You drive up Route 95, you see a lot of help wanted signs, which is always interesting to see. And you start to wonder, why does everybody still need so much help? What is really driving this? Because the extra money through unemployment stopped back in July. You know, that's quite a while ago. So I don't know why people are not returning to work and people are having trouble getting work. I don't know if people left those industries and found jobs other places. Maybe they got jobs in factories. Because, you know, it's interesting. Before the pandemic, a lot of these factories, like Cardington, Utaka, and Yachio, and Whirlpool, they were looking for people. They were offering big sign-on bonuses and things of that nature. And I wonder if, because of the pandemic, when all these food service businesses and all of these retail businesses had to close down somewhat, I wonder if that caused people who work there to go get these factory jobs. And now that they've got these factory jobs, they don't really need to come back to the job that they had before. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open this morning. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. So that's about the extent of my weekend and everything that went on. Not a very eventful weekend at all, which sometimes that's best. Sometimes it's just okay to lay back and relax. You know, we're not much of a society that likes to relax. We want to be on the go all the time. Now, I really don't know why that is, but it certainly is. Oh, I do have a question about a restaurant here in Marion. Now, the Chicken Shack, which was once known as General Fry's, down here on North Main Street, opened back up last week. Now, does anybody know, is it the same ownership? Do they have the same food? What caused them to open back up? Does anybody have the inside story on General Fry's down here on North Main? Or the Chicken Shack, I guess is what they call it now. We saw the lady out there dressed as a chicken last week, trying to drum up business. Now, I will tell you that Friday night we were going to eat at the Chicken Shack before we came here to do the program, and unfortunately, apparently they'd had some kind of a machine malfunction sometime in the day on Friday, so they were not able to continue on Friday night. But does anybody know anything about the Chicken Shack? Has anybody been over there? since they opened back up on North Main Street? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. I know a lot of people were happy about it opening back up, and that's good. I believe it's a local business. I don't know who owns it. I don't really know much about it. I never ate at the Chicken Shack much, to be honest, because I just don't live in that part of town. A lot of those businesses over there, because I don't live over there, I don't go to very much, like Rallies and Victor's and all that. I really couldn't tell you much about any of those businesses. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
In the Marion Star today, which I'm a royal subscriber, they had the, which isn't the first time it's happened, report from the health department on the restaurant inspections.
Right.
And, oh, they listed probably 10, 12. Why, when they do that, it looks to me like it's hard on business, why don't they check, do they go to any restaurants that they don't find any flaws? Why don't they ever put that in, too?
Well, that's a good question. You know, until probably, what, the last 3 or 4 years, they did not used to put that in the newspaper.
No, they never did.
No, and I always wonder what impact that has on business. Now, it must not have a huge impact because these businesses stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if people just aren't reading the paper or they just overlook it and say, well, maybe they were having a bad day.
But instead of giving a black eye to a local business, which that kind of does, you know, that means the health department was doing their job. But I'm certain they go to some places that doesn't have any violations. Why wouldn't they put that in, too?
Well, you're right. You're right. I guess probably in their mind, I'm only guessing here, but they probably think, well, if they don't show up in the paper, I guess that's their reward.
Yeah, I guess. That's kind of a backhanded way to figure that, but it looks to me like the poor guys that's out there trying, and then they put that in the paper. Maybe there's one person gets the paper, and they read it, and then they tell 10 more.
Well, yeah, I mean, people love to read that. It's almost become as popular as the obituaries, which I think is why the newspaper keeps printing it, because it gives people a reason to buy the newspaper.
Yeah. And if they want to put in that, but then why don't they put in ones that, like I said, certainly they go to some that has no violations. Why don't they put that in, too?
You know, it's interesting when you think about it, because we always have this conversation about good versus bad news.
Yes.
And I understand that people want to see more good news, but, you know, the Marion Star, for quite a while now, and some people like it, some people don't, have been putting on the front page, profiling people who are running businesses, people who are doing good things in town. Now, I never hear people say they're buying the newspaper for that, but what I always hear, why people keep up their subscription, is the obituaries and the health inspections. I hear more about that than anything else, and you know, that's probably not the best news in the world.
I don't mind that, but certainly they do health inspections at some places that don't have any violations, so why don't they put that in, too?
Yeah, they should. It's a strange type of thing. Well, that's what I felt bad Friday night at the Chicken Shack. You know, here they had this big reopening last week, and they were trying to get people there. And when I went on Friday night, they were closed because of a machine failure. And I thought, well, that's tough in your first week open.
Yeah, it is. But then I never seen, there was an article in the paper, and I understand they're down to one reporter, bless her heart. But, you know, if people don't subscribe, they don't have any income. They can't pay anybody. So
Yeah, I honestly don't know. And the person they have at the Marion Star at this point, she's very, very young. I got to meet her during the fruitcake toss.
Yeah.
She's very young, a nice person, but I don't think she has any Marion roots, so she really doesn't know anything about the past or why things are the way they are. So you think you come into a political story or you come into a story that has some roots in the past, you really don't know anything about it.
Except what somebody's telling you. Yeah.
Right, and you don't want to print that because you don't know if that's true or not. I guess you can probably search the Star archives to try to find some information on it, but it's got to be a very, very tough job, and I don't know how many articles one reporter can turn out in a day.
Well, because some of hers are pretty lengthy. I mean, are, you know, pretty fulfilling. But now today, they recognize Dean Jacob as that Marion maid.
Right. Now, do you like those articles where they are recognizing people?
Yes.
Good.
Because they're for the better.
That's good.
Oh, well, there is, you know, somebody that's trying. So, yeah, and then they talked about the lady from Sycamore that's going to be on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, isn't that interesting?
Actually, it kind of is. I mean, they have to come from somewhere, and they might as well be coming from Sycamore as any place else.
Well, it's fascinating to me that we have this lady from Sycamore who's going to be on The Bachelor, and we had Mike McGinnis here, who was on My 600-Pound Life, and, you know, quite a few people from areas here and close by are getting on national television, and they're kind of, I mean, I don't see them as bad stories.
No, they're not. They're just, human interest. Isn't that the word they always used to use?
Yeah, I think they're very human interest stories. I've always thought a lot of people used to submit articles to the Marion Star. Now, a lot of times they put them on the editorial page, which that was fine, but I don't know why they don't do that. There was a lady. Do you remember the lady? She used to be in the Star a lot. Now, she was never an employee. She just wrote editorials. Her name was, I think her name was Ruth Cowgill.
Oh, Ruth Cowgill from Richwood.
Yes.
She passed away.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Did she?
In all the last 6 months.
Really? That quick? That soon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, she used to write, it seemed like she was in there 2 or 3 times a week on the editorial page, but now Ruth was not always kind. Now, some of her things were, but, if she had a bone to pick, she picked it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sells papers, you know that.
Right. Well, I always wondered why her editorials, because somebody at the Star had to read those. Usually, they don't print that many of one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if just a lot of people aren't sending editorials in. Does the Star still have a lot of editorials?
Well, not usually, and if they are, they're not local.
Well, see, I would hope that people would do that, because I bet that would at least beef up the Star locally.
Ruth Cowgill wrote a book. It was her grandfather's farm, which was down at Centerville, Ohio, which is just southwest of Green Camp, a little crossroads, and that's where her family was originally. And she wrote this really nifty little book about that, and you just can almost see it, the bridge that you go over where they were ice skating and so on and forth. So she was a very gifted writer.
Well, she really was. How old a lady was Ruth?
Oh, she was way in her 90s.
Oh, really?
Her husband was a chiropractor in Richwood for a long, long time.
Is that? I wonder how she got into the editorializing. That I wonder if she had a deal with the...
I don't know, but I bet you Scott, if you and I wrote something and put it in one of their editorial, we'd get there, too.
Yeah, maybe. And I guess maybe the more juicy, the better.
Well, yeah, but this was really very... you can picture what she was writing. And that's a good writer. When they can write something and you can picture it, that's a good writer.
Oh, yeah, she was a tremendous writer.
And I want to tell you, she looked the same, I bet, the day she died as she did 60 years ago when she lived in Richwood. Her hair was always perfect. She lived over at place the other side of Social Security office is where she lived. I can't think of the name of that home or place is. But anyway, but she did. Even when I was delivering meals there, when you went to see her, her hair looked just like it did in the picture and like it did 50 years ago or 60 years ago.
Well, you know, it's funny to me because she's one of those people, and it's interesting how these people come to mind who for whatever reason, people knew about, like Pretzel the Clown and Catwoman and Ruth, and it's all for different reasons, but they just become part of the community because of doing something that everybody knows about.
Well, and they usually do good things. She done a lot of stuff for Richwood. She done a lot of money-making thing to improve Richwood Lake. A lot. She spent a lot of money and a lot of time on that. So, yeah, she was a very fine person, raised fine kids, and now she's gone too. So, hey, Scott, it's been real.
Yeah,
thanks
for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Ruth, I remember her so well writing those articles in the Marion Star, and most of them ended up on the editorial page, but sometimes they were positive, sometimes they were critical of something, but an interesting woman, to say the least, and nice that she had written a book. Sorry to hear that she passed away, but sounds like she had a good long life. 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour here. Can anybody think of these people that we've been talking about this morning? Have any information on them or can add somebody else? Does anybody like the restaurant inspections in the newspaper? Now this has been a point of contention. I know businesses don't particularly care for it, especially a restaurant. Well, of course a restaurant because that's who they're inspecting. But for a long time that never appeared in the newspaper. The health inspections. Does it hurt business? I don't hear businesses closing because of this. I don't know. Are there any business owners out there or people who just read them? Do you like seeing the health inspections? Does it make a decision for you on where you're going to eat and where you're not going to eat? I don't know. I know that's almost become as popular as the obituaries in the newspaper. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, the other day, somebody was telling me how much an obituary costs to put in the newspaper now. That is an unbelievable cost. I don't know what it's been over the years, but it certainly is a pretty penny today. I guess some people can't afford to kick off at this particular point with the cost of the obituaries. But does paying attention to those health inspections mean anything to you? Do you like to get those in the paper? Do you like to see what is going on with the restaurants in Marion? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have any information on the Chicken Shack opening back up over here or know what their mechanical problem was the other night? Go ahead, caller.
It's me again, Scott. On the restaurant inspections?
Yes.
I don't eat out that often, but they got some of the top places. And you can go on, I think, their website. They only put a few in, but what they're finding them for is ridiculous. And one of the things is it's that TCS thing, and I looked up on my Fire Stick, and it's temperature control for safety, and they get them for that. It's like lunch meat, maybe not dated, or left out, not stored at the right temperature.
Right.
And they're getting them for these pop machines where that builds up. I think it causes something. I don't know if you can get an infection. And then the employees aren't reporting their health to them. They make them sign a thing. There's a policy that, I guess, if they're sick, they're not to come in or whatever. They got two or three in today's paper for that and everything. But they even got Whirlpool. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I suppose it was their probably cafeteria, the whatever, I forget what they got them for. A lot of us, the machines aren't cleaned, you know what I mean? They're cutting machines and you know, just like things that whoever is a manager should make sure that stuff is done, because people can get sick from that stuff. And, yeah, and they can't get sanitizers they're not using correctly. They can't get to the sink. You know, you have to have a sink when you got a restaurant. Some of them are not working, and it's just like, you know, you just can't do stuff like that. Not, I don't know. Yeah, if you read it, when I read it, I would not go to that place probably. But and stuff, it would keep me from going. But they even got, like, I'm not going to say it wasn't McDonald's, but you know, another one like that.
Right.
And,
So you do choose where to eat based on these?
Well, I don't go. Usually it'll be at Arby's, and that's mostly it. Sometimes Taco Bell, because I know years ago when I was working, the one on out there on 95, they shut it, because my daughter loves Taco Bell, they shut it down. I guess it's for a week because of their, you know, the place wasn't clean, they told me. So they were shut down for several days or something, but no, I don't eat out that often at those places. But they got one of the coffee places, a famous one.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yes, they did. It's got a big paragraph on it. So, yeah, I don't know if you can get online and look it up. But, no, if you see the stuff that they should know to do to keep the place clean and make sure that they're using the right sanitizer, I guess, to disinfect and do the stuff. And if they're not checking the utensils and if it's a slicing machine, is this not clean, build up on it. Now that tells you they haven't cleaned it, doesn't it? You wouldn't go there.
Well, you know, it's hard to, I feel bad in a way for these people who run businesses. I know they're shorthanded right now. I know, I don't think it's ever anybody's intention not to do something. And, you know, you never know when the health inspector's coming. So
that's the purpose. Remember,
right.
Tony, before he died, and this virus wasn't going then. They had him in the papers, and they even got Bob Evans. I mean, they can get the, you know, and stuff. But it's the manager's place to make, you know, the employees, when they go in, if they got a certain job to do, that they got today, I think, three or four, the pop machine, I forget what it is, you can get an infection, I think, from that pop machine. It's build up. I don't know if it's germs. I don't know what it is. But there's something about that. And they got several. If somebody should go, they have to tear it apart and clean it. I mean, you're running a restaurant. That's just common sense stuff.
Oh, this is...
And
this
they
is,
don't do it.
This is like the fountain drink machine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
You have to watch those, because if they don't keep them clean, I don't know if it's infection, you can get something from those. And they, I think they had today, there's 12 places, and I think at least three or four of them, they had to break the machines down and clean them. You know, it's built up in there, the whatever it is that builds up in them, the stuff. But, yeah, if you would read this, yeah, they, and stuff, and they, I mean, if they told the place they were coming, you know, they would really clean like crazy. And then if they didn't go visit them for another 3 months, you know, when you go to eat out, you want a clean place. But they got several for not reporting their health. And they make them sign a policy. It said, read it and sign a policy. If you've got a cold, you're sick, you don't come in. You know what I mean?
So people just haven't signed the policy? Is that what it is?
I don't know if some of them, even the places that the business even told them about it. And so the health department, when they come, they, I guess, ask questions and stuff. And if they find somebody sick there, you know, or whatever, they, and stuff, it's for the, you know, it's bad. It's bad for business. But if you're going to run a business, you're going to keep it clean. And, you know, if you have trouble, people aren't going to come to your business and stuff. So it's just, it's just common sense stuff that they should do. And you know, and stuff like sanitizing, you know you have to do that. So
it's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past this hour. Monday, January the 10th, 2022. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind? Do you like the health inspections in the newspaper? Apparently, a lot of businesses in there today. Some of the well-known ones here in Marion. It's got to be tough being shorthanded right now. There are a lot of rules involved in businesses. But as I said, I don't know how many people really pay attention to the whole thing. I don't know. And any information on the Chicken Shack, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
We need this stuff in the paper. There's so many people don't know how to do computers, and they look forward to that Marion Star with the restaurants in it, and I think obituaries ought to be free for the Ford family and not be included or whatever in this cemetery, whatever.
And it's
my mother-in-law loves that ad in there for obituaries and all that.
Yeah, the cost of obituaries, I'm not sure what it is, but it's very expensive.
I believe it's over $100 at least.
Now, do you still get the paper?
I stop and buy it on Sunday sometimes because we like to watch the land transfers and restaurants. There's
a lot of things. Now, when you look at the restaurant inspections, does that make you decide where you're going to eat?
If I hear there's bugs, I have issues with that. I think management would do a better job if I used to be in that field also, working in delis and bakeries. And I always cared about how our area looked.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you pay attention to those health inspections in the newspaper? Do you like those in there in regard to restaurants and businesses in town? The cost of obituaries is rather expensive. 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. We want to hear from you. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp at 10:10 this morning, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got a question. I keep hearing you refer to that restaurant as the Chicken Shack.
Yes.
But, haven't you ever heard, or am I the only one that ever heard it called the White Man's Chicken Shack?
No, I never heard that. Why would it be called that?
I always wondered that myself, but I know I can't be the only one that ever heard that.
The White Man's Chicken Shack. Well, I remember when it used to be called General Fry's.
Uh-huh.
But beyond that...
I think General Fry's was, like, the proper name for it. But, like, in the hood, everybody used to say the White Man's Chicken Shack.
Now, is it, now, where is the hood?
Well, that's just slang for the neighborhood, so it's relative to wherever you're at.
Well, apparently in my hood, we didn't call it the White Man's Chicken Shack.
And you never heard it referenced that?
No! No, I never have.
Do a little survey. I don't know if anybody will have the cojones to say, yeah, yeah, I heard that too, but... I didn't just pull that out of the thin blue sky.
Have you been to Chicken Shack since they've been back open?
Not since they've been back open, but I did used to go there back in the day. They had really good chicken and noodles.
Well, yeah, I remember people talking about that, but, you know, it was very unfortunate that all this hubbub was made of them reopening last week, and we tried to go there Friday night, and they weren't open because
of... like you said, you wonder what kind of a hit the business takes because of that.
Yeah, I feel unfortunate. I mean, the drive-thru was open, and I don't know if the same people who own the drive-thru own the chicken shack.
Oh, that two-drop drive-thru?
Yeah, I don't know, but
I don't know, but kudos to them. I'd like to give a shout out to the Dewdrop because I love eggnog, and that was the only place in Marion, Ohio that I could find eggnog, like through a drive-thru this Christmas. I must have took a tour of Marion, tried every drive-thru in town, but thank you, Dewdrop, you came through.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, that's interesting. Apparently, if you wanted eggnog back at the holidays, the Dewdrop drive-through was the place to get it. Does anybody have any information on the Chicken Shack, and is their mechanical problem fixed? Will they be back open today? Did they open back up over the weekend? You know, I don't know what hours they're open either. I think they have their menu posted in the window, but as far as hours of operation, I'm not really sure. I just know they had an issue Friday night. Hopefully they were able to resolve that. Want to see all local businesses survive. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I went to the Chicken Shack Saturday night. It was packed. You had to wait to find a parking place.
Really?
Yeah, it's about the same menu they had before. I guess it's under new ownership, but I don't know if it's the same one that has to drive through.
So is the food still as good?
Couldn't even get in the parking lot Saturday night, so we drove around and finally got a place to get in. And but like I said, it's about the same menu they had. So.
Now, is the food still as good?
Yeah, I got the shrimp, and it's fantastic, and my wife got the strips, and it's like always.
Now, did you happen to see what the hours were?
No, I sure didn't.
Yeah, I did not see them posted anywhere when I was there Friday night, and I was wondering how late they were open.
Yeah, well, we was up. What time were we up there, honey? About 6? About 6, and they was open. So they're doing good, pretty good business.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear they got the problem fixed, and they got some people out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised when I went by, because, see, I didn't even know it was open, and we was coming back from Marysville. And we came right on up Main Street there and looked over and seen that. And I said, wow, I didn't even know they were open. So we went down, turned around, come back. And then we had to go around a few times before we finally found a place to get in. So, like I say, they've got the mashed potatoes and the noodles and everything they've had on the same list, it looks like to me.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, hey, thanks for the info, Ralph.
Okay, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that's good to know. Chicken Shack got their mechanical problem worked out on Friday night, and they were back open on Saturday. And apparently the food still tastes like it did before, but it is under new management, is what we heard there. Don't know the hours. Maybe we'll figure that out between today and tomorrow. Again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp after this show this morning, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 until 5 p.m. Appreciate all the conversation this morning, and we'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot, but they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is dumb.
Legendary actor from Barney Miller, Abe Vigoda.
I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm so grateful to God.
And from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, Scott.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.